There are stark inconsistencies in the types of gender-affirming healthcare New Zealanders can access across most of New Zealand's 20 district health boards. This means the healthcare a person can and can't get depends on where they live. But experts and advocates say this is distressing for many trans New Zealanders. Reporter Susan Strongman explains.
If a person who lives within the Bay of Plenty District Health Board catchment wants to get publicly funded voice therapy or breast augmentation, they're out of luck. But if they live in the part of Auckland serviced by the county's Manukau DHB, they can get both those procedures. An RNZ analysis of data across DHBs found inequitable access to many gender-affirming procedures from region to region. It also found 12 of New Zealand's 20 DHBs require a psychological assessment before a person can access gender-affirming healthcare like hormone therapy. This is something that's not required under New Zealand's guidelines. A trans person RNZ spoke to describes paying to see a private psychologist because the public waiting list was too long.
She is awesome in that she recognises the barriers to healthcare that trans people face, and so she drops her fees. She drops them from about 120, I think it is, to anything that's afford above 60, in recognition of the fact that it's hard to get family healthcare here, and it's not expensive for any kind of anything.
They say they couldn't have afforded the assessment otherwise, but they needed it to get hormones. They say the pathway to get healthcare was frustrating and hard on their mental health. Sexual health specialist Dr. Jeannie Oliphant told RNZ in 2018 that these kinds of barriers don't help.
Just the experiences of feeling, for people, feeling like this was something that was desperately important and then having all these barriers in the way is a really stressful thing, and, you know, certainly doesn't help how people feel about themselves and people's ability to, you know, get on and do what you want to be doing in life, such as studying or working or whatever else.
Dr. Oliphant wrote New Zealand's guidelines for gender-affirming healthcare. Despite agreeing to speak to RNZ for this story, her employer, the Auckland District Health Board, would not allow her to. But in an interview 2 years ago, she explained why the guidelines don't make formal psychological assessments a compulsory step for people wanting gender-affirming healthcare.
The guidelines have two underlying principles, and we have drawn very heavily from Sir Mason Jury's Māori Health Frameworks. So the recognition of autonomy, te mana whakahaere, the importance of self-determination for trans people over their own health, and the use of an informed consent model. So basically acknowledging that people know who they are and what they need.
Yet many DHBs don't follow Dr. Oliphant's guidelines. Psychology PhD candidate Gloria Fraser's research looks into trans experiences of accessing healthcare. She describes access across the country as a postcode lottery.
In some parts of the country, someone might be able to access, say, hormone therapy within a few months, if they're very lucky. In other parts of the country, they could be looking at years of waiting.
Gloria Fraser says some people she spoke to for her research described distressing experiences.
They told stories of going to their GP, saying they needed these services. The GP may or may not know, first of all, what they are and then who to refer them to. Maybe they have to go to a different GP or a few different GPs. Then perhaps they're told that they need to have a mental health assessment, but psychologists aren't taking those assessments at the moment, so they pay $1,000 to go and see someone privately. Then they might get referred to endocrinology, but then their referral gets lost or there's a four-month wait or something else happens. They finally make it to an endocrinologist who says, oh, we think you should maybe wait and think about it for a little bit longer. And so it can just be a process where there's barriers at every step of the journey.
The Professional Association for Transgender Health Aotearoa says New Zealand needs a national strategy to improve access across all DHBs. In a statement, a Ministry of Health spokesperson said there was work underway that would contribute to improved care and support for transgender people. The spokesperson said DHBs are responsible for assessing the health needs of their local populations and making decisions about the level and mix of services they provide to meet those needs. This story is part of Mental Health Foundation-funded RNZ series Here We Are about trans mental health. You can read, watch and listen to more on rnz.co.nz. For Morning Report, Susan Strongman aho.